Debrief. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Looking through my notes, I had mentioned earlier that I wanted to bring up the topic of e-bikes. We had talked about saving a lot of our hunting regulation questions, like 3-year process, 5-year process, emerging science, and a variety of things for this agenda item. We should have a look at the year at a glance during this agenda item. And I might want to offer some feedback on how we move through our agendas. So those are the things that are on my list. The biggest one, of course, that I thought we had delayed was this hunting aggregate business. So I can start on any of those you'd like, but maybe we ought to start on the biggest one first.
Well, go ahead and start. I see Commissioner Thorburn's hand is up as well. So whichever one of you wants to go first, that'll be great. And then we'll continue on. Commissioner Thorburn, would you like to go first, please?
You want me to go
first? Yeah, then we'll get back to Commissioner McIsaac in a moment.
Okay, well, my issues are a little different than ones raised by Don. First, I want to acknowledge that our minutes read that the committee reports given at the beginning of each of our meetings is a record of the committee's the minutes of the committee, and our minutes include both the written document as well as the audio portion. In the Big Tent Committee, there was a statement that a report. There was a statement that there was agreement that we would modernize the definition of conservation to include both extrinsic and intrinsic value. This was not really discussed and agreed on by the committee. Then the chair announced that we would be revising the definition of conservation at the end of the committee meeting, and that was also something that was not really discussed or agreed upon. So I just wanted to clarify the record. And then I'd also like to respond to the conversation earlier. As I sit in a public position, listening to testimony, if I heard testimony that was racist bigotry, I would not sit and just listen to that testimony. As I listen to testimony that is ideological before us, it is often bigoted rhetoric. And that's what I'm responding to.
Okay, well, maybe you could elaborate a little more, but we'll go to Vice Chair Baker.
Thanks, Larry. The minutes should reflect that we agreed in the Big Tent Committee to continue to work on the definition of conservation, the word conservation, and that includes whether it's intrinsic or extrinsic benefits or both. And so I thought that's what I said. If not, we haven't agreed on anything except to continue to work on this. And we don't even have the authority to agree on anything on behalf of the commission. So really all we've done is agree to continue. On the next meeting, we will continue to work on whether we can come up with a mutually agreeable definition of conservation to recommend to the full commission.
Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. Okay, anyone else? It is now 12:12. We need to move on shortly. Don, if you want to conclude yours, that would be great. But then I see Commissioner Smith has her end up. So, John, you go ahead first.
Okay. Maybe I would ask if Nikki Klupfer could put up the year at a glance. There we go. And so what we see here coming up on April 9th, again, tentatively based on whatever might happen later today, a decision point on the hatchery policy 3624 question, season setting for the 3-year hunting packages, and then also mining and prospecting a decision. So three decision points there. Normally, these things used to be called Friday morning calls. Given the nature of this commission and how it's been evolving through time and how we move through an agenda, I guess the first perspective I might offer is that we ought to plan on most of the day on April 9th and not just the morning call. So that's one objective here, or one observation here. And I guess as we check through this with the director and the deputy director, it's time to try to solidify this to the extent possible so that we all do know what's coming. And if there's anything else that might be on here, it would be good to know about that now. We normally then would also look forward to April 22nd to the 24th, which shows a pretty light agenda. That might go the other way and be a one-day agenda, a one-day meeting, unless something changes. But again, now is the time, I think, for us to get a feel in terms of stability about what might be coming for that. That's my perspective on the year at a glance. On the matter of e-bikes, we heard a lot of testimony about that. As I said earlier, we got a letter from the Klickitat County Commissioners that's down in Commissioner Linville in my country, and they were interested in us looking at something. The legislature has been looking at that, and they have a possible bill in the mill talking about an assignment to us to take a look at this. I don't know if that will survive or not. This is not an urgent matter, but I guess I would suggest that right now, as I understand it, our process is that e-bikes are considered motorcycles and they're out. And it seemed to me there was some pretty good public testimony about some old logging roads and some pretty stable areas where, an e-bike might really enhance somebody's ability to go out and enjoy the biome, which is part of our mission, I think. And so maybe as we get around to the legislative session is over and we know what they've thought about sometime maybe in June or so, that we put on this on our schedule on a year at a glance. And that's my perspective. If the rest of the commissioners don't feel like we should do that, then we won't, of course. So I wanted to bring it up as something that I thought I would be in favor of doing.
I would think, Don, based on what you said, what I saw in a year at a glance, we should move an item from our April 9th meeting to the 3-day meeting. I think asking the commission to now devote another whole day is an extreme movement in the way of meeting creep. So I'll just throw that out for consideration. And in the meantime, I'll go to Lorna Smith.
So I was concerned to hear Commissioner Thorburn's comments about bigotry. And it occurred to me that, you know, we're a public agency, we allow public input, and, you know, we allow free speech, but I'm wondering, maybe in the executive session, we could even, you know, address what is allowable. When would someone step in? Because I confess, I don't know the answer to that. So, Joe, are you still here? Is that something appropriate to discuss in executive session?
There could be an angle of legal advice tied to First Amendment constraints of a state agency, which does have a litigation risk. On the other hand, given our agenda today and how far behind we are versus what we already have on the executive session, I would not be prepared to address that today.
Okay.
Vice Chair Baker, please.
Did you call on me, Larry?
I did. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So I was going to leave this till the last item before we adjourn, but I think this is a good time to say it. The coming to the point that I'm trying to make, it is high time that we have a sit down meeting to talk about our rules, our procedures, and our operating context. I understand just as well as everybody else here why we haven't been able to do that for a year. Prior to the COVID problem, we were a set of people who never all agreed with each other, or at least rarely ever, but we knew each other and we respected each other, and the flare-ups rarely happened. What I've noticed is that we are becoming strangers, and with strangeness comes polarization and some problems. So I would like to ask if there is anyone I would like to ask people to respond to Amy to this question, but I would like to schedule an in-person meeting, which could either be a separate retreat or could be consecutive with a regular commission meeting, sort of as soon as possible. I'd like to get to know you guys again.
I think that's a very appropriate statement. Any comment on that from anyone? Okay. Amy.
Okay, I can speak to that. Thank you, Chair Carpenter. Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. We do have some new protocols coming out at the department that's going to allow workplace gatherings. So I think the training is in just a few, maybe next week or the week after next. And so I think we can get that on the calendar. And then because we would be together in person, we just need to make sure that that we have a way for the community to listen in. We don't have to take public testimony. We just need to be able to have a way for them to listen. And I think we can do that. I'm envisioning it, and I think we can do it. It's just a matter of whether or not the commissioners are comfortable sitting in a room together, given the SOPs that we have. And I think that's sort of the final question.
And that's exactly why I asked that they respond to you, Amy, because if there is concern, you're the appropriate person to hear it.
Commissioner McIsaac has his hand up.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. What is the time frame for these new protocols that you speak of for department staff? Is that something that's in place right now, or is that
no? They have not yet been. I'm sorry, Commissioner McIsaac. They have not yet been shared with staff. They've been developed by our safety committee, and we're going to be having a training and a release of those sometime in the next week or two.
So the time frame you might be thinking about is in the next few months. Is that what you're thinking?
That's what I was thinking. Yes. Yep. Okay. It was sooner than many months, like maybe in the next 6 weeks is kind of what I had in my head, but I haven't talked to y'all yet.
I think that would be a very appropriate time frame. So, okay. As far as I can tell, that wraps up number 19. If not, oh, I guess not. Commissioner Kuntz, you have the floor.
I was just going to say that, I share the hope that we can get together sooner than later. However, the rise in King County is happening again. And as somebody that's suffered from COVID, I think we want to be careful. I can assure you of that. But in the meantime, I do think that part of this change in maybe behavior, you know, goes beyond this group. And everybody has their own 2 cents. My 2 cents is that I think on Zoom, sort of like social media, it's a bit easier to kind of say things that maybe you wouldn't say if you were sitting in the same room. So I guess what I'm asking is that, yes, we try to move forward with an in-person meeting when it's safe and we're sure it's safe. But then in the meanwhile, we just kind of remember that on Zoom, it's a little bit different than if we were in a room together, and that, you know, we try to maybe pause a little bit more and think clearly about what we're saying and the intent that unintended consequence of words can have when people are listening in on Zoom and a lot of things are happening around you. So that's my hope.
I think that's a good comment, Commissioner Kuntz. Okay. If there's no objection, I will move